One government expense that has grown a great deal over the last couple of years is Homeland Security. Across the country, authorities remain on heightened alert for a possible terrorist attack, and not just where people are the targets. From Austin, Texas, Janet Heimlich reports they're also worried about livestock.
At the Luling Livestock Auction, about an hour south of Austin, a large black cow is sent into the bidding ring.
Downtown, boys.
It's hard to believe that a terrorist would see this clumsy, frightened animal as a weapon to spread an illness. But many here remember what happened in Great Britain 2 years ago when an outbreak of foot and mouth disease led to the slaughter of nearly 6 million cows, pigs, and sheep. Now, foot and mouth is on a list of diseases that experts say could be used as bioweapons. Before the auction got started, cattle raiser Gus Persson said he fears a foot-and-mouth disease outbreak in this country.
It'll be devastating. That's the reason we have to keep a wary eye. It could be devastating.
Persson says at his ranch he watches out for people who act suspiciously, such as those who drive by often or slow down. But he says he's not too worried about terrorists showing up at this auction.
I don't think they'd waste time with a small place like this. They'd go to the big places. That's a hope, but that might not always be.
State officials have been telling producers about the financial dangers of livestock terrorism. Susan Combs is commissioner of the Texas Department of Agriculture. She says while some animal diseases may not hurt humans, a federal study shows that an outbreak could cost the state's livestock industries $60 to $70 billion.
In Texas alone, when we have about $15 billion a year in cash revenues off of cattle, if you added sheep and pigs, and all the dairy, you're looking at a huge amount of money. So it wouldn't be just that all of those animals had to be slaughtered. It'd be all of the handling, et cetera, all the transportation.
Agriculture officials are warning farmers and ranchers to be on the lookout for strangers and unusual symptoms in their animals.
If you have unexplained deaths in your herd or some kind of an illness or staggering or blisters around the mouth, you got to do two things right away. One is call your local vet at once. And secondly, of course, call the local law enforcement people.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has created a corps of veterinarians to aid federal agents in the event of an emergency.
But there's always more that can be done.
James Roth is professor of veterinary medicine and director of the Center for Food Security and Public Health at Iowa State University. Roth would like to see more animal vaccines made available. He wants a national system created to track animals as they're moved around the country. Roth says there also needs to be more security at auction barns. Roth advocates auction houses go the way of one Dallas outfit where farmers buy and sell livestock over closed-circuit TV.
Livestock auction markets, in my opinion, are a severe risk for biosecurity. And I think they're probably something that we should discontinue and find another way for the trade in animals to occur without commingling them at auction markets.
At the Luling auction, about 1,000 cows are penned together. Just above, buyers lean over a raised walkway where they can get a good view of the cattle. It would be frightfully easy for a terrorist to spread a disease here, knowing that infected cattle would then be transported all over the state. Yet visitors don't have to show ID or have their boots or tires disinfected. Texas Animal Health Inspector Roan Allen says such tightening of security is a bad idea.
I don't think that would be a viable option at an auction barn to have. I think that would disrupt the business here to try to make people do that.
Texas Agriculture Commissioner Susan Combs agrees. She says regulating the industry is not the answer to try to prevent an outbreak of a foreign-born disease such as foot and mouth.
We don't have it here, but if it were to come here, I am sure every one of them would be asked to really tighten up. It's again a matter of common sense, it's a matter of being watchful, and it's a matter of observing.
As agriculture security officials continue to adopt new guidelines, they'll have to weigh the cost to producers and taxpayers with what it might take to keep the economy safe. For NPR News, I'm Janet Heimlich in Austin.